Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you once again in the house of God. Oh, what a great time and a great opportunity to just worship. The Bible says the Lord is looking for true worshipers that worship Him in spirit and in truth. And Lord, as we worship you this morning, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, Lord. We are glad to be in the house of God once again. And we thank you for everything that you've done for us. Blessed be thy name. Lord, we ask you, Lord, a few words that we share this morning. As always, that you will bring tremendous light into our lives and our situation. And let every soul be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Amen. Now, if you missed the service last Sunday, you must hear the message. Not because of anything, but you must hear it. You know, so it is on the website. The website is gmichurch.org or gmichurch.com. Whichever address you use gets you there. gmiministries.org also gets you there. And on the sermons page, you will find a list of all the sermons that we preached here at the church. You will also see that one on the sermons page. It was titled last week, I believe, In His Presence. I think it was, you know, titled that, The Manifested Glory of God. Now, you know, of all of the messages that we have preached, that I have preached, you know, I think that one will have to be up there somewhere. So I want everybody, if you haven't listened to it, also listen to it again, because, you know, really without the presence of God and without the glory of God in our lives, we really are just nothing. It is the life of God in His glory that gives us life. And the very presence of God is what brings us eternal life. You get away from that presence, then you don't have anything else. How many of you know that's true? Yes, it is the presence of God. Now, so I want everybody to try to listen to that. This morning, I'm just going to say a few words. Just a few words. And this is to bring restoration to your soul. If you are, you know, you're weary, if you're stressed, you know, and so forth like that, challenges of life, I'm just going to say a few words. I've touched on these kinds of subjects from various, you know, angles, different times in the past. So today, I'm just going to say a few words here. Peace beyond understanding. Now, peace beyond understanding. And I'm going to start at Philippians chapter 4. If you want to turn with me real quick, it's going to be a short message. Philippians chapter 4, the Bible says that we should be careful for nothing, starting at verse 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, be careful means be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, that peace of God passes all understanding. That's what we want to talk about this morning. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 27, He said, My peace I leave with you. See? Not as the world gives. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, so, you know, there is going to be reason for your heart to be troubled. There's going to be reason for your heart to be afraid because of, you know, circumstances and situations. But the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Amen? How many of you can say amen to that? All right. I want to make sure you're still with me. Now, let me define peace for you this morning. And this is going to be really, you know, the exhortation I want to give you this morning. Very brief. P this is not the absence of trouble. I've said that again. I've said that before. I'm going to say it again. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Now, some people think, well, I'm going to have peace, you know, I have peace when, you know, everything is all fine and so forth like that. You know, that's not what peace is. Here's what peace is. In spite of trouble, even in the face and in the midst of the storm, you have calmness and rest in the Lord. That's what peace is. Jesus said, you know, in the world, you shall have tribulation. John 16 and verse 33. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. So, there's always going to be challenges. It's not because you don't have these challenges, that's why you have peace. No, that's not how you have peace. You have peace in spite of all of the challenges. Isaiah chapter 9, if you want to turn with me, I am going to read about the person that can bring the peace. You cannot get this peace any way else other than in the Lord. For unto us a child is born, Isaiah 9 and verse 6. And unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, how are you ever going to get peace when you don't have the Prince of Peace in your life? I mean, he's the only one that can bring the peace. You know, in the world today, oh, men's hearts failing them for fear, the economy and the this and whatever is going on. You know, but if you have the Lord Jesus, he will give you true peace. I'm going to read a few scriptures just to encourage our hearts this morning. And take these scriptures with you for the peace that God gives you, even in the midst of trouble. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 26. And I am going to read at verse 3. Isaiah 20. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Now, how do you get peace? Your mind must be stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Now, if your mind is going in every different direction, if your mind is on the crisis and on the situation and on the problems around you and so forth, or even potential problems that could come, then you're not going to have peace. But if your mind is on the Lord, then you are going to have peace. Now, I am going to encourage us to, this morning, put your mind on the Lord. Now, there is a few scriptures that I want to share with us this morning. Psalm 119 and verse 165. Now, one sure way for you to get this peace in your heart is to put the word of the Lord in your heart. And that's what he tells us in Psalm 119 and verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law. That's the word of the Lord. And nothing shall offend them. That almost sounds like nothing shall by any means hurt them. Yes? Jesus said that one time. Nothing shall offend them. In the midst of all of the things and so forth like that, their mind is still at peace, because their mind is stayed on the word of God. Let's look at a few examples of people who faced, you know, different situations in the Bible, but their mind was on the Lord and they got the peace and got the victory. You know, throughout the Bible, we see different examples of this and so forth. I'm going to start with some examples in the book of Daniel chapter 3. Many of you know this story. There were three Hebrew boys called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were facing... In fact, they were facing certain death because, you know, of their faith and so forth. And they were about to be cast into the midst of the fire. And they were facing this situation, this crisis, and so forth. But let's see the way that they handle this, and let's see what they have to say about it. Daniel chapter 3, and let me just read a couple of verses starting at verse 16. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar. Now, in case you don't know this story, well, you know, the you know, this king Nebuchadnezzar and so forth like that, you know, he had set up, you know, something that, you know, that he wanted everybody, when they hear the sound of the cornet or the flute or the all of this music, that they should bow down and worship his image and so forth like that, you know. And but these three guys wouldn't do it, see. And so he had made a decree that anybody that didn't do it would be cast into a burning, you know, a burning fiery furnace. You know, that's in verses 10 and 11. So, you know, when these people were arrested and they were challenged for their faith and so forth like that, they were going to be cast into the fiery furnace because they didn't worship the idol and didn't go with the, you know, the commandment of the king. Guess what they said? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so," now if it is, if God's going to allow it for, you know, for God, you know, and so forth like that, you know, this situation that we are in, you know, God is allowing it. But the first thing you have to settle in your hearts is what these people settled in their hearts. See, the first thing out of their mouth is, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Now, you must know in your heart that God is able to deliver you. That is non-negotiable. Now, once you settle that in your heart, that God is able to deliver you, and they said, and he will deliver us out of that hand. So they settled that right off the bat. See? And they said, but, you know, if otherwise, you know, if for any reason best known to God, he allows you to go through the challenges and doesn't actually deliver you immediately, you know, well, you must first of all know that God is able to deliver. See, God is able to do that. He said, but let it be known unto the king that we will still not serve thy gods, and we will not worship the golden image which you have set up and so forth. And, you know, as you know the story, they, you know, they, he was so furious and so forth, he threw them into the fire and all of that. And behold, the Son of God was right there with them in the fire. And he brought them out alive, and nothing by any means hurt them in that fire. And they came out of there. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now, that was a group of young people that were facing some crisis in their life. You know, probably the darkest hour that they faced, they were about to be thrown into the fiery furnace and so forth like that. But in their mind, they just had the peace. They had the calmness, and they just said, well, we know that God is able to deliver us, you know, from all of this. Now in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas were thrown into jail for their faith. And here's what they did, starting at verse 24 in Acts chapter 16, right about midnight and so forth like that. You know, now they were in jail, and you know, they were being threatened with their lives, and their lives were being threatened and so forth, you know. But, you know, right in the middle of the trouble there, here's what they did. At midnight, Acts 16 and verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. See, right in the middle of the crisis, they had enough calmness to still pray and sing praises to the Lord. And when they were doing that, suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Now, when you are in a crisis and you panic, you're not going to be able to think straight. God will not even be able to get through to you. But if your mind is at peace, knowing that the Lord is with you, then he will be able to give you instruction what to do. And these people, they were praying, and then they were praising the Lord. You know, they didn't complain. You know, they didn't say, well, you know, why am I in this trouble? I was doing something for the Lord, and then I ended up here in jail and so forth. They did not grumble. They did not complain. They were just praying, and they were praising the Lord. And the next thing you know, deliverance came for them. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, this same Paul, at one time, you know, he was facing shipwreck. Acts chapter 20. And he was facing shipwreck, and all kinds of things, you know, were happening to him and so forth like that. You know, and but everything that has happened to him, he's gone through so many things, he's gone through all of these things. Even he was told by the Spirit of the Lord that everywhere he went, there was going to be persecution for him. And even his life was going to be in jeopardy. He's been in all kinds of things and so forth. But here's what he said finally. He said, none of these things move me. See? Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. Why? So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which the Lord, you know, has given me and so forth like that. See, none of these things move me. So, you must settle in your heart that, you know, none of the things that are going to happen around you are going to move you. Now, these things will definitely happen, but, you know, the reaction of your mind is where your victory is going to be at. And if your mind is stayed on the Lord, then you're going to be able to get a victory. In Mark chapter 4, one of the favorite stories that I've used here several times in the Bible, and you've read the story and you've heard me say it many times, this was the story where Jesus said to the disciples, let us go over to the other side. And the next thing you know, starting at verse 35, as soon as they got into the boat, there was a storm and all that. You know, so we've read it so many times before, but let me just paraphrase it again. When he said, let us go over to the other side, they went into the boat, and there was a great storm of wind, and the waves came into the ship, and the ship was, you know, tossed back and forth and so forth. But Jesus went into the back parts of the ship, and he just lay down, and he was asleep in the midst of the storm. His mind was stayed on the Lord. See? Yeah, his mind was stayed on the Spirit of the Lord. He knew that he was going to get through it. You know, so in the midst of that storm, he wasn't bothered, he was just sleeping. But the disciples, they panicked. See? And they said, Lord, don't you care that we perish and so forth like that? They panicked in that situation. Now, you must not panic. No matter what's going on, your mind must be stayed on the Lord. And Jesus, he got up and he said, peace, be still. And he rebuked the storm. You know, I've said it before many times that initially Jesus was not going to rebuke the storm. He was going to ride it out. But it was because of the panic and the fear that gripped the hearts of the people. That's why he rebuked the storm. Now, the psalmist, he said it this way. In Psalm 23, a famous psalm that we've read, you know, I read this psalm since I was a little kid, and just about everybody knows this psalm. Said, the Lord is my shepherd, and so forth, you know. And he says here, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, so that's calmness, you know. But even when your soul is famished, he will restore your soul. He said, he restored my soul. See? So, the Lord is going to restore your soul. No matter what you are going through, you must look to him like that. The psalmist, he knew how to do this. That he knew how to walk that faith. In Psalm 27, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked, even my enemies, and all of these things came upon me, and so forth, to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me. He said, my heart shall not fail. Though war should rise up. And in the midst of all of this trouble against me, the psalmist said, I will be confident that the Lord is with me. Now, are you going to be confident in all of the things that you are going through? Or are you going to panic when something happens? And if you begin to panic, and if you begin to give up, you know, just because you have adversity or problems, here's what it says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, and verse 10. In Proverbs, chapter 24, and verse 10, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity, then it means that your strength is very small. See, it means you can't just give up, you know, just quickly, just because you have some challenges. You know, you've got to stand the test by putting your mind on the Lord. No matter what, all these things are going to come. Jesus already said it. You know, he said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. You know, I will give you peace that the world cannot touch. There is a peace that comes from knowing the Lord in your heart. There is a peace also that comes from meditating on his word. When you meditate on the word, your situation and so forth, You know, when you meditate on the word, and when a situation comes, then you already know and have the peace of God in your mind, because you know what the word of God says. But if you are not reading the word, see, and, you know, crisis arise around you, then you're going to panic and all kinds of things, you know. You're going to be running helter-skelter and so forth. You know, but you must have the peace. The Bible says, thou will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. It is by your mind being stayed on the Lord that brings you that peace. When you read the word, see, you must also be prayed up. See, some people want to pray only when situation arises. You know, and then when you are facing your dark hour, then you quickly begin to pray. Well, you know, you may not be, your mind may not be at rest. But if your mind is at rest and you are not agitated, then God is able to get through to your mind, you know, very quickly, and He's able to bring you that peace. I remember when I was a young man growing up, you know, I was in school, a high school, a college, or whatever, and I used to learn in the sciences about the different elements and so forth like that that made up the atom and all of these things and so forth. And we learned back then that the some of the elements that were stable, and there are some elements that are stable and there are some elements that are unstable, see. Now, the stable elements, you know, and so forth, you know, the you know, it takes some tremendous force to split the elements that are stable, you know, but when they do split, there's also tremendous force that explodes and so forth. That's how they came up with, you know, some of these hydrogen bombs and all of these bombs and so forth. But some of the elements that are unstable, see, it takes a very little thing to get them off the track, see. And, you know, if you're unstable, then it takes a very little thing to get you off the track. But if your mind is stayed on the Lord, none of these things is going to move you. You're going to know that you, in your mind, you're going to know that you will have the victory. Because the Bible says, no, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, we're not going to preach a very long sermon this morning. I just want to encourage every one of you to hold on to the word of God and let the peace of God reign in your hearts. Jesus said, the peace that I give to you is not the kind of peace that you can get from the world, but you're going to get it only by your mind staying on the Lord. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. Stand to our feet this morning, if you would. Now, you cannot have this peace if you don't even know the Prince of Peace. And we never want to close any service without giving people an opportunity, you know, to turn their lives over to the Lord and allow the Lord to come into your life to be the Prince of Peace in your life. There's going to be trouble that's coming ahead. Trouble is coming even for this nation and so forth like that. There's going to be all kinds of crises that may happen around you. How is your mind going to react to all of these things? Will your mind be at peace, or will you be rattled? Will you faint when you have these problems, or will you be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Will the peace of God that passes understanding, will it be in your heart, or will you be carried away with everything that's happened around you? I'm going to pray this morning. I want everyone to pray with me. If you would, please, let's lift our hands up. And I'm going to ask the Lord to establish you. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Be steadfast and unmovable. I'm going to ask the Lord to make us steadfast. I'm going to ask the Lord to make you unmovable. No matter what comes your way, that the Lord will cause your head to be lifted up and that you have a victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning in the name of the Lord. For everyone that is here, Lord, the crisis and the situations that may arise around us, we commit them all into your hands, Lord, and we know that you have given us the victory right in the midst of the storm. And you said that if our eyes are stayed on thee, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Keep everyone, Lord, this morning in perfect peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, for those who may not know the Lord, see, Jesus is the one that can give the peace. You cannot get this peace anywhere else. You're not going to find it in a bottle. You're not going to find it in a cigarette or in some kind of joint or, you know, dope or whatever. You know, that's not going to do it. The peace comes from Jesus. The Bible says he is the Prince of Peace. See, and that's the reason this world, because they rejected Jesus, you know, that's why there's no peace. You know, and so forth like that. They rejected prayer even in the schools and so forth. And I see what's happening in the schools today, you know. The next thing you know, one day somebody takes a gun and comes out there and shoots up everybody and so forth like that. You know, the people of God need to pray. And even the people in this nation need to get back to the basics, which is the Bible. See, and for everyone that's in here today, if you don't have that knowledge of God, I want you this morning to think about the Lord. Think about His goodness, what He did for you. And here's an opportunity for you this morning. Commit your life unto Him, and He will give you that peace, even in the midst of all of the crises that may be around you. And no matter what challenges you are facing this morning, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and establish your heart. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everyone this morning that is lacking that peace. That you will bring that peace in every heart and the light of your salvation into every soul this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to do something here this morning. I wanted to do this. That's why, you know, kind of just preach a very short message here. I wanted to do this morning. And I know we've been doing, you know, a lot of praise and worship and so forth this morning. But the Lord, He wants us to worship Him. And He wants us to praise Him some more this morning. So we're going to do some more praise and some more worship for a few minutes here. You know, how many of you would like to do that? Praise the Lord a little bit before we get out of here today. Amen. Come on now. Yes. We are going to praise the Lord. We are going to worship the Lord. You know, that's one thing we don't do enough. Is we don't praise the Lord enough. And we don't worship the Lord enough. And every time and every chance we get, Jesus said in John chapter 4 and 24 that God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And He's always looking for those true worshipers. And He's looking for the people that will worship Him and that will praise Him in truth and in spirit. The reason we were created is to praise the Lord. And let's lift up our hands this morning, everybody, all over this audience, and just begin to worship the Lord and begin to praise Him. Just lift up your hands and worship Him and praise Him. Oh yes, worship the Lord and praise Him. Give Him thanks. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for what He has already done. Thank the Lord for every request and every need that you have. And praise His holy name. Say, let your requests be made known unto God, and His peace that passes understanding shall keep your minds and hearts at rest through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's praise Him this morning. Let's thank Him for everything and His goodness in our lives. Let's thank Him for all that He has done. Everything that the Lord has done for you, from the rising of the sun every day to the going down of the same. Let's praise the name of the Lord. Let's give Him the glory that is due to His name. Praise the Lord. I want everybody to say, hallelujah. 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 Yeah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yeah, come on, lift your hands with me and say it again. Hallelujah. 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 Say thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want everybody to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything we have done. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Let's say, praise the Lord. I want everybody to say, praise the Lord. For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Now the Lord keep and bless you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance unto you. And when the Lord draws you by his Spirit, respond by seeking his glory. Amen. Seek that glory. And the Bible says, everyone that seeketh will find. Praise the Lord. I will shake all things. Everything will be shaking, except what is built on the solid rock. Is your faith on the solid rock? Are you anchored on the rock of salvation? The Lord be with you and bless you this week. Go with you. Cause your going out and your coming in to be in peace. Lead you beside the still waters. Restore your soul. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you need anything from the Lord this week, just believe when you pray and you shall have it. That's what the Bible says. Say, when you pray, believe and you shall have it. That's all you got to do is believe in the Lord, and you shall have whatsoever it is that you are believing for. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory. We pray for everyone here. You know, one time Jesus said, the enemy has desired to sift you, but I have prayed for you. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we pray for everyone this week. Every plan that the enemy has in store, let his plans be frustrated in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord said, I'm he that frustrates the tokens of the liars. Every lie that the enemy wants to bring into your life, they are frustrated this week in Jesus' name. You shall have peace, and the Lord shall be with you. He shall bless you, and he shall keep you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow, and I will all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back on Wednesday for the prayer meeting, and also on Sunday for Sunday's service.